Nolte, Dems wasted $77 million to at Beto O'Rourke, Texas. By John Nolte on November 8, 2022. It didn't take long after polls closed for the famous loser and Irishman, Robert Francis, Beto O'Rourke, to be declared the loser in the Texas governor's race. Democrats poured more than $75 million into the Lone Star State's gubernatorial race. Nevertheless, as of this writing, with 44% of the vote counted, the race has already been called for Abbott. What's more, Abbott is up by almost 9 points, 53.7 to 45%. On Monday, the Dallas Morning News reported, since July 1, 2021, Abbott has raised $83.6 million and O'Rourke $77.3 million. In 2018, O'Rourke spent $80 million to lose a U.S. Senate race in Texas to Republican Ted Cruz. In 2020, O'Rourke squandered $13 million to lose the Democrat presidential primary. By my math, O'Rourke has spent $170 million losing three elections. The Irishman O'Rourke isn't the only candidate Democrats squandered tens of millions in 2022. In Florida, Democrats threw $70 million at someone named Val Demings. That race has already been called for Republican Marco Rubio. As of this writing, Demings is a whopping 16.3 points behind Rubio, 57.6 to 41.3%, with 88% of the vote counted. Democrats also flushed $15 million to defeat first-term Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA. Despite the Democrats going so far as to sue to keep her name off the ballot, her race was called within minutes against some guy named Marcus Flowers. With the night still young, that totals $162 million. Give or take, Democrats squandered on lost causes in 2022. And that doesn't count the $105 million gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, DGA, spent in her failed rematch against Republican Governor Brian Kemp. Based on the polls, that race is looking like another blowout, Democrat folly. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.